Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
17520.
That was 17520?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your name, please?
Patricia Brenneman.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
1994 Larch Avenue, East Petersburg, PA.
Thank you. I do have an account here. It looks like a sweepstakes entry was completed to purchase the Dyson vacuum. Part of the terms and conditions for you paying for the Dyson, it does list that you will be enrolling into additional offers. You were enrolled into our Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app that you can download for any mobile device. It does help you to use real food to boost your energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings from your diet.
I never ordered any of this stuff that you just mentioned.
You remember doing a sweepstakes entry to pay for the Dyson vacuum?
I never ordered a Dyson vacuum.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you is cancel the account and get you transferred over to the fraud department so they can investigate who did the charge.
Thank you very much, because I never ordered any of this stuff.
Okay. And is it possible that anyone else in the household could have?
Absolutely nobody here. If you call this number and somebody answers other than me, it's because somebody broke in.
Okay. Well, give me one moment. I'll get the account canceled, and then I'll provide you with a confirmation number before I transfer you, okay?
Thank you.
One moment. Do you have a pen, Ms. Brenneman, so I can provide you with that cancellation number before I transfer you?
I do have a pen. And your name was again?
Shaney, S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Thank you, Shaney.
You're
okay,
very welcome.
I'm ready. I got a pen.
920-408-924.
920-408-924. Okay.
All right, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold so I can get you transferred over to the fraud department. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You just hold the line, please.
I will.